You got the moon. As long as the moon is round and all that, it ain't gonna rain. And it'll get to that half moon, and it'll be like this, a quarter moon or something like that, you know. And as long as it don't get to where it's leaning over like that, to where it's gonna get that way, it's gonna rain. They have different things. They got something else, and I'll make you laugh about that. Now, you're going to laugh about that one.
No.
And well, I'll prove that to
I've
you.
I've heard people say things about the corn shucks getting thick, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that way they can tell.
And he's going to get the position that he wants to. And he's going to take his hind leg, and he's going to tread in the back of his shoulder.
Yeah.
Over here. And wherever that leg is pointing, if that wind ain't blowing there already, it's going to be blowing there. You better be right, and it won't be long. You'll have that leg pointing right where that wind's gonna blow.
You get bad winds here?
Huh?
Has the wind ever done any damage here?
Wind ever done any damage in both trees and everything like that. You never had no tornado, nothing like that. We had that 47 storm, knocked the trees down, uproot them and everything. My streets like the old pine trees like that, I would pass like that in a place, you know, look like it just streaks of it like wherever it would hit.
The wind did what? The wind
blew them down. The ground was, that rain and water and all that, so much water and all that, and the ground was so soft and they just couldn't hold them. And they just pulled right up, lay them down.
When you have a real bad storm, you say, it's got a lot of lightning and thunder in it, you say you're having a
squall?
Yeah.
47 storm, Junior took my boat about a mile away. Well, right where we used to have that old log up there, we used to go on at night. That's where I had built my house, right by that old log. But Junior took my boat and come all the way to the bridge over there on top of the road. That's how much water they had on top of the road, 47 storm. Took my little duck out, I got out there. We had people running out with more than a skiff on top of the road. How much water they had over there since 47 storm. I was on right on this side of Galveston Bay. About 10 miles on this side of Galveston Bay. We heard about it on the radio and all that, you know. A storm was coming, and we had two barges. At the time, we were going to Cairo, Illinois. And so we were going into Houston to get the gas. So what we did, W.G. Carl had a slip there to cut in over there in the canal to put their barges in, and they had them pilings there. So we went over there and we put them, tied them barges to that. And then it had another big oil dock about 10 miles closer this way. So we turned around and went back and tied to them big cluster pilings, big oil dock, you know. And we stayed right there. And I stayed up till 11 o'clock at night, and I used to get up at 4 to 5 in the morning. Well, that thing blew, but I never did know nothing about it. We had portholes and doors in the kitchen, and then I closed all that up, and I told them boys whoever went in the kitchen to be sure and close it. And I hit the bed. Well, I never did know nothing about it. But it didn't blow as hard as it did over here, though. Just now and then you'd see a tree over there uprooted, you know, but over here, man, I had three pine trees on my fence and everything else. Between the siding of the house, like that siding like that, and we were going so strong, anywhere they had a little crack, it would shove that